And I'm Tamara Keith, trailing Hillary Clinton, who isn't slowing down. It's all work, campaign stop after stop, even as the people she meets tear up taking pictures with her, whispering about her being the first, making history. Clinton insists she isn't looking past Tuesday.
I am really just so focused on all the states that are voting tomorrow.
But her supporters see the finish line. That's why when Clinton took the stage last night in Sacramento, Nan Johnson had her head down, sobbing.
We're lucky to be here watching this. Very lucky.
Johnson is 75 years old, and she was planning to spend today volunteering for Clinton's campaign. Retired schoolteacher Monica Brown was at one of Clinton's listening sessions.
We're making history, and that is the revolution.
Brown told me she grew up in a family where her dad told the girls they could do anything. But life experience taught her that wasn't really true.
So Hillary, to me, represents those dreams that women can do anything they want, and here you are. I'm sorry. That any girl can do anything that they want.
For Brown and Johnson, this thing that has seemed so impossible their whole lifetimes is starting to feel a little bit more real. And after a couple more questions, Clinton reflected on it too.
It's really emotional.
But the reflection didn't last. There's a primary to close out, and then Donald Trump.
I will not let somebody who traffics in bigotry and bullying become president of the United States.
And then she was off to a get out the vote rally. Tamara Keith, NPR News.